Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
87399, Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Chris Wetstein, coach of North Crawford, joins us. Coach, the team has played some pretty good basketball this year. What have some of your strong points been?
Yeah, we've had a nice season. I think we're a team that's really does a good job of sharing the basketball, creating a high-tempo game that gets a lot of guys involved on our team. I mean, we have a couple guys that are, have higher scoring outputs, but for the most part, just about anyone on our team could have a really nice night for us.
And you did suffer a loss. What did you learn from that?
Yeah, we had a game on Saturday against Southwestern. Team at the time was number 4 in the state. Really good basketball team, physical. I think it gave our guys just the opportunity to play against a team that, provides that physicality at every position. So hopefully going forward, we can take that experience of being pushed around a little bit like that and maybe go forward. We can be that physical as well. So not only will that, I think, help us in the second half of conference, but going forward in the playoffs, just getting used to that.
Last year, I remember you and I talking in the playoffs about how tough the regional and sectional was going to be. And I think this year it looks like it's even tougher, Chris.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It is tougher. You lose a really good Cashin team last year, and then you bring in arguably the best team in the state in Royal, and then the Six Rivers is great, and then, we got a really good conference in the Ridge and Valley this year that's going to, there's not going to be a lot of easy games.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the scores from the Ridge and Valley. Weston's winning games, and you've got Kickapoo's competitive.
Did you see their score last night?
Seneca, yeah, and it was a win last night for them over Riverdale. They scored 100 points last night.
100 points, yeah, and they're right now one of the bottom teams in our conference. So I just it's a really good conference this year, top to bottom.
No doubt. So what about Ithaca? How do you match up with them this year?
Yeah, I mean, Ithaca, they're a very experienced team, very physical, a lot of size. That obviously gives you a little concern. And then they have a great point guard in Sammy Clary. So I think we need to be ready to not get into a physical matchup where we're just battling, but, use our quickness to get to position and, try to increase that speed and get them out in space a little bit more instead of playing inside the paint a lot.
Facing Devin Iam, he's one of the tougher inside players in the league, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He had his way with us the first game, so I believe our guys are going to be ready, and having that game against Southwestern hopefully will prepare us for a really good player in Devin.
Last time against Ithaca, it was overtime, and I'm guessing you probably expect a close game again tonight, don't you?
Yeah, when you got two teams that have a lot of varsity experience, a lot of winning experience, neither team's is gonna fold. If either team gets down, they're gonna be ready to come back. So it's just you gotta be the team that plays the entire game without, giving up those long lulls.
The Trojans, this year, you're a little bit older, but also you're still somewhat of a young team, aren't you?
Yeah, we've been really lucky here to just kind of continue to bring guys along. We have Cullen Jacobus as a junior and Landon Blaha. This is their third year starting, but we've had some nice surprises this year with a couple sophomores, and Zach Bender has had a really nice year. And then lately, Sawyer Staluka is another sophomore who's kind of taken on our six-man role. So it's been really good to get a little bit of experience from each level.
Well, a lot to be said for stability and coaching. I know you've done a great job building the program. How long have you been at North Crawford?
Thanks for that. It's my 11th year. So, yeah, there's definitely some growing pains. But like you said, the stability and allowing you to develop a youth program and, you know, bring guys up and they have that expectation of what to expect year in and year out, it's definitely helped.
And I think, you know, just, yeah, the tradition at North Crawford, you've got a great boys basketball tradition there, don't you?
Yeah. Being in the early 2000s, early teens there, there was a lot of winning. So there was a lull for a while, so it was nice to kind of get back at it last year, and we're hoping to continue, winning those conference titles and having success in the playoffs.
Should be a good one tonight. What kind of game best suits you? Or is it just going to be kind of push it a little bit, both teams pushing it, and see where you wind up?
Yeah, I think I think if we can get a lot of possessions, that's usually what goes well when we can play some full court. You know, they are a team that can also be successful in the full court. So you kind of have to, you know, the team that can control the tempo the best. So, like, when Ithaca does go on a run, you know, how do we respond with an easy, like, with a good basket, a good shot opportunity instead of getting into that track meet style? So it kind of depends, I guess, on the moment.
Chris, always good to talk to you, and keep up the good work there at North Crawford.
Appreciate it, Phil. We'll see you tonight.
You bet. Chris Westine joining us from WRCO Sports.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
For better health.
It is normal for women to feel nervous about cervical cancer screenings. But screening for HPV, a virus that can cause cervical cancer, takes less than 5 minutes and can be done at home or by your primary care provider in a standard exam room. Testing for HPV and participating in regular pap exams can help you find cervical cancer in the early stages and access prompt care. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we are committed to supporting you on every step of your individual health.
Your first choice for better health. The Richland Hospital.
Joining us at WRCO's pregame show is Aaron Hipsch, Ithaca boys basketball coach. Well, let's talk about last night's win over Brookwood. What went well for the Bulldogs in that game, Aaron?
Well, defensively, we stayed the course. I think they were hitting some tough shots, and it can be human nature sometimes to, you know, question your principles and what you're doing. But they stuck to it, and they realized that, you know, if we can force them into taking tough shots, that over the course of the game, you know, your defensive principles will win out, and you will reap the benefits of that. So I was very proud of the guys staying the course when things didn't go their way, and I was proud of the guys that came in and gave us solid minutes off the bench.
This is a difficult week on the schedule, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you play Crawford, is you know, those games are always going to be good, no matter what. The energy is always going to be there. They're always going to play hard. We're always going to play hard. And then coming on the second night of a back-to-back, it's going to be a test for the kids. And then obviously Friday, a rivalry game with Weston, and you're, you know, you're always going to get their best shot. So I think the kids are looking forward to the opportunity. They do realize the challenge that's in front of them, but I think they have the right mentality about it.
Looking back to the last time you played North Crawford, Aaron, an overtime game, what were some things that maybe you could have gotten by them, even in regulation, that if it would have went your way?
Yeah, it's, you know, I feel like I say it every time I talk to you, but ball security, man, I mean, you give them extra possessions and you take possessions away from yourself. You know, say you can cut the turnovers down by five and you only go 1 for 5 on your shots on those possessions that you kept. I mean, that could be the difference in the game right there. So it's just ball security is the main thing. Shots aren't always going to go in. I feel very good about our defense right now and our rebounding. We just got to shoot it with confidence, get a few shots to go in and stop giving the other team so many possessions.
What makes North Crawford a formidable opponent this year?
Well, you never know whose night it's going to be. I mean, they have plenty of guys that are more than capable of scoring, and they're a little difficult in the fact that their rebounding comes from all different places. I know their point guard actually leads the team in rebounds, so it's a interesting challenge. Our guards are going to have to be on their P's and Q's of boxing him out and boxing the rest of the team out.
When you look at playing them at home, it's going to be a great atmosphere. Have you done pretty well on your home court this year?
Yeah, we're coming off a tough loss at home against Seneca. But we do pride ourselves on being a tough place to play, and we do like the energy that the crowd brings, and hopefully we can get a few shots to fall tonight.
Do you feel like you're still in the conference race?
Absolutely. It's very competitive. It's a testament to how competitive the conference is. I mean, on any given night, it could be anybody. I mean, we've been in, I think, 3 or 4 different one-point games within the conference, which, you know, I'm growing a few gray hairs, but those are a lot of fun to be in. But, it, you know, we got to take care of our business, and, you know, I think anybody could beat just about anybody in our conference this year.
Well, it's been exciting to watch. You know, I look at Weston scoring 100 points against Riverdale and, you know, Seneca. And, I mean, you don't know really what's going to happen night in and night out, do you?
Absolutely. Like I said, any given night, and there are a lot of talented players in this conference. I mean, it's as far as top to bottom, this is the most deep that I can remember in a long time.
The Munson player from North Crawford is certainly he's a tough one to guard, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's a three-level scorer, a good facilitator, has a lot of good leadership qualities. You know, from the outside looking in, it appears that he has a lot of good leadership qualities, and guys on his team gravitate towards him. And he is an absolutely very tough guard. He can beat you in a lot of different ways.
Is your team any more healthy? I know you've had some health issues this year, haven't you?
Yeah, the sickness has just ravaged our school, but we've moved past it, and you know, I'm glad we got sick when we did, and you know, not going into March, but I think we're feeling a lot better now.
Sounds good. Good luck as you get ready for North Crawford tonight.
All right, thank you, Phil.
Aaron Hipps joining us on the pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school boys basketball. The Ithaca Bulldogs taking on the North Crawford Trojans. We have a game for you coming up. 11-4 for the Bulldogs, and for North Crawford, they come in at 12-1. As Coach Wettstein alluded to, their lone loss to Southwestern, that was on Saturday night. So the Bulldogs coming off a game just last night against Brookwood, and North Crawford's first game since their first loss. So we look forward to the matchup. The early game tonight saw North Crawford win in the JV action. That final was 60-32. Some stats on the game. First of all, for the Bulldogs, Devin Iam averaging 19.5 points per ball game. Sammy Clary just over 15. And Cody Burns averaging a little bit over 8 points a game. Devin Iam rebounding-wise, 10 rebounds per game. And Wes Nelson, 6. Casey Pomering, 4.5. And Sammy Clary, about 4.5 assists per ball game. On the other side, for the Trojans, Colin Jacobus, their leading scorer, averaging 19 a ball game. Andrew Munson averaging 14.5 points. And Zach Bender, 12 four. So you can be quite the team if you've got three players averaging strong double figures like that. And North Crawford does. Cullen Jacobus, 9.5 rebounds per game. Zach Bender, 6.7 on the rebound side. And Landon Blaha, just over 3 assists per game. Andrew Munson with 3 on the assist average here this year. The Bulldogs had their win streak snapped by Seneca on Friday night. They had won a total of 8 in a row dating back to December 13th. Tonight, North Crawford, then Weston, and then next week with Iowa Grant and DeSoto. So it's a tough schedule for the Bulldogs coming up, but their eye is on this one for sure this evening. Right now we're going to join Ben Hipshithika Sr. with tonight's national anthem. Our national anthem by Ben Hipsch, Ithaca Sr., and we'll be back with more about tonight's game in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Here are the starters for tonight's game. First of all, for the North Crawford Trojans. 0, he's a senior, Carter Emler. Number 1, Colin Jacobus, a junior. Number 2, Andrew Munson, a senior. Number 5, Zach Bender, a sophomore. And number 22, Landon Blaha, a junior. For the Bulldogs, starting tonight, they include Casey Pomering, number 5, a senior. Cody Burns, number 15, a junior. Wes Nelson, he is a senior and wearing number 20. Number 23, Sammy Clary, who is a senior. And Devin Iam, number 24. Devin is a junior. Those are the starters for tonight's action. I'm getting set to jump center. He'll be going against Andrew Munson. We hope you enjoy tonight's game from WRCO Sports. Ball is up and tipped and controlled by the Bulldogs. I'm in the backcourt, now back to Sammy Clary. Ithaca rainbows it down low, and North Crawford is going to go up and get it. They're going to call a foul on the play against Wes Nelson. High pass, and they say that Wes Nelson bumped into Landon Blaha, so that'll be the first foul of the game. North Crawford will bring it in. There's no backcourt pressure, and they will start it in motion. Bulldogs picking up the defense on the half-court side. Jacobus brings it off to the right side. Bender holds it, throws it back to Emler. Left side, Jacobus off a screen. Three-pointer, Munson on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Cody Burns and the Bulldogs. Outlet pass now, and the Bulldogs will bring it across the half-court line. A flip to Wes Nelson. Giving it back now to Casey Pomering. It appears North Crawford is in a man-to-man defense. Burns on the right side looking for a cutter. Gives now to the top of the circle. That's going to be a pass deep for Nelson. Down low, threw it away. Picked up now by Jacobus. North Crawford pushes it. Bender down to the baseline. Tough shot, no good. Rebound Burns of the Bulldogs. Up to Sammy Clary. Throws to Pomering. He'll drive. Shot is up, no good. Rebound North Crawford. They'll whip it back the other way. Andrew Munson down to the baseline. Pulls up, throws it out. Three on the way, North Crawford. In and out for Jacobus. Rebound by Munson. And the Trojans keep it going. Munson on the right side. Looks, fires over to the left side. Jacobus, he's guarded fairly closely. Drives to the free throw line. Nothing there. Back to Bender. Jacobus, baseline, drives, lays it up too hard, and the rebound by the Bulldogs. Sammy Clary airmails it up to Wes Nelson, and the Bulldogs start it. Surprising, as high a score these teams can generate, no score yet. Nelson down to the baseline, now puts it on the floor, gives it back to the near side, Iam to Burns. Clary has it knocked out of bounds, though they say off Sammy. It'll be North Crawford basketball. Good crowd on hand tonight. Mr. Greg Herbst is here, all in his suit and tie. I didn't wear mine today. Oh, well. Next time, Jacobus with the basketball. Takes it over to the left side. Bender, top of the circle. Bounce feed to the inside. Emler kicks it out. Three on the way, North Crawford. It is no good. Tipped around, last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll be Trojan basketball here on the right side. Good crowd on hand tonight. North Crawford travels well. And here comes the inbound pass. Last time these two teams played, it was an overtime thriller. Pass comes in, and Blaha sets it up. Left side, Emler, down deep, tough shot, up and good for Andrew Munson. First score of the ball game comes at 15:45 here in the first half. Sammy Clary across the half-court line. Clary, low to the ground dribble, looks for a cutter, throws it over to Pomering. Pomering with the basketball, yo-yos the dribble, throws it down to the baseline. That's going to be Nelson meeting the ball in the corner. Gives back to the outside, Iam, and now Pomering. Bulldogs, and they're way away from the basket. Not afraid to shoot out there. Pass goes inside to Iam. He'll score. And he fouls. Plus one coming up. Devin Iam ties the score with a basket. Two apiece, and the foul is marked on North Crawford's number 22. Yeah, they changed it. It's on Zach Bender, number 5. Free throw coming up in the air, and that one is good. Devin Iam completes the three-point play. Bulldogs lead by a score of 3-2. North Crawford basketball. Andrew Munson pulls up, throws it right side. Emler looking to the inside, dribbles with the left hand. North Crawford working it from the free throw line, knocked away by Pomering, picked up by North Crawford. They'll find a man down low, and a little rainbow runner on the baseline is good by Jacobus. North Crawford takes over the lead. It is 4-3. And the Bulldogs running it. They're going to lose it. Stolen away by North Crawford. They will push it up the sideline. Tough shot in traffic is good for Carter Emler. And that'll make it a 6-3 ball game. And now North Crawford falls back into the full court press. Cody Burns in the middle, 14.5 remaining in the first half. Burns across the timeline, skips a pass, down low, Nelson lays it up, good. Wesley Nelson brings the Bulldogs within one, 6-5. North Crawford down to the baseline, on a drive, ball blocked by Iam, out of bounds. Good defense, and North Crawford will take the ball over. Stay tuned for the halftime update. That's going to be sponsored by Dairyland Transportation. All the latest high school sport news at halftime of today's game. Inbound pass for North Crawford. Emler, right side, Jacobus for a three, no good. Burns snags the rebound. Stick him on his hands. Outlet pass for Pomering across the half-court line. Airmails it to Wesley Nelson. Ball fake in the corner. Back to Pomering. Pomering on a drive, hands off to Burns. Now back to Sammy Clary. Clary with the basketball, pulls up, throws right side on the wing. Pomering down to the baseline. Shakes the D, nice pass inside. Nelson scores. two baskets now. Beautiful teamwork for the Bulldogs. They lead 7-6. North Crawford in transition. Hemler in the corner, back to Jacobus. Right side, Munson. Munson off the screen. Drives to the free throw line. Gives to Hemler down to the baseline. Back it goes to Blaha. They'll work it inside again. Ball stripped by Clary, picked up by Nelson. Back to Sammy across the half-court line. Bulldog ball. They lead 7-6. Burns, three from the right wing. It's good, but he's called for traveling. And it goes back the other way. Turnover on the Bulldogs. Coming out of the lineup will be Cody Burns, and Ethan Bertram will be into the lineup. North Crawford will start it in play. They've got a substitution. Sawyer Stoluka checks in. 7-6 Bulldogs. 13-14 remaining here in the first half in area boys basketball. Andrew Munson across the timeline. Left side, Jacobus. Top of the circle, Blaha. Holding it up, drives. Fires off now to Bender. Bender looks to the inside. Gives it back now to Jacobus. He'll crash into the lane. A little rainbow is up, no good. Foul call. And he'll get two free throws. Bulldogs' second foul. So North Crawford going to the line. They've been successful through this 12-1 start to the campaign with good free throw shooting. Foul is on Sammy Clary. Team's second. Free throw is good. Jacobus ties the score at 7. You'll get one more. Couple of dribbles, and Jacobus pumps it up, and good. North Crawford leads 8-7. Ballgame score. Clary whips it up. Far sideline by Bertram. He's going to be called for stepping out of bounds. So the Bulldogs with a couple of unforced turnovers. Some things that Coach Aaron Hipsch kind of preached about before the game. Pass comes in play. Left side, Jacobus lobs it baseline. Munson between a double team, kicks it back out. On a drive, Bender. Now back to the top of the key. Blaha, three. Good. Landon Blaha with North Crawford's first triple. That will make it 11-7. Bulldog basketball. Clary drives lane. Hangs. Shot on the way. Won't stay. Rebound. Clary back up. No good, but a foul call. And Sammy will go to the free throw line. So as the foul is marked off, stops the clock with 12:24 to go in the first half. This is on Sawyer Stoluka. Fouls are even at 2. Clary's free throw is good. First point for the senior. And that makes it 11-8. Into the game for North Crawford, number 4, Miles Candler. Miles is a senior. This one in the air, and that one is good for Sammy Clary. Bulldogs within 2. It is 11-9. North Crawford ball, and Zach Bender runs it across the half-court line, pumps it left side, Candler. Back to Stoluka. Jacobus on the near side, drives baseline, hangs in the air, takes a shot. It's no good, but a foul called before the shot. So that'll be the third Bulldog foul, non-shooting foul. Coming into the game, Houston Boland for the Bulldogs. Houston replacing Sammy Clary, and that is because that is Sammy's second foul. So he comes out of the game. Here they go with 3. North Crawford, 2 fouls early on. Inbound for the Trojans. They're in the paint. Back to the near side, Stoluka. 3 is good. Sawyer Stoluka makes it 14-9. North Crawford hammering across the timeline. Left side, caught by Bertram. He'll drive with a left-hand dribble, throws it to the near side. Caught by Nelson. Leaves it down low. That's Boland. Boland airmails it out to the far side. Pomering drives. Little two-pointer on the way. Good. Well played. Pomering's first basket. 14-11. Bulldogs best when everybody touches the ball. There's a steal. And Bertram takes it to the other end. Lays it in. Good. Ethan Bertram with a first basket. It's 14-13. North Crawford. Trojans set it up to the inside. Munson, nothing, kicks it back out. Bulldogs playing some tight defense. Top of the circle, left side, Munson gets it on a give and go down low, and he scores off the assist from Stoluka. timeout taken by North Crawford. 16-13, they lead. 11:09 remaining in the first half. Area boys basketball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Try a basket after the timeout. It's no good. North Crawford gets it back. Trojans set it up. Top of the circle. On the way. Good. That was Landon Blaha. That's his second triple. 19-13. Trojans have jumped ahead by six, their largest lead. Bulldogs whip it near side. Boland for three for the Bulldogs. No good. Put back up. No good by Pommering. Rebound Burns. Kicks it back out. Pommering on the left wing. Back door. Boland shot on the way. No good. Iam with the rebound, puts it in, good. Second basket for Devin Iam, 19-15. In the backcourt, Bulldogs commit a foul on that full court pressure, trying to wreak some havoc with North Crawford. So the foul is marked. Ithaca with its fourth, and it is the first on Ethan Burkram. No backcourt pressure now. The Bulldogs concentrate on the half-court defense. Trojans bring it off to Emler on the right side. Down to the baseline, Munson. Back to Emler, looking for a cutter through the lane. Back to Blaha, left side, Candler. Candler, left side, back to the right side, Blaha. Now Candler, Stoluka with the basketball, gives it back to Emler. Now the bounce feed, right side. It's taken by Munson. Drives lane, up and cut off. Kicks it out. Three on the way. No good for Stoluka. Rebound on the inside by Emler. Feeds the player driving down the lane, and Blaha scores. He plows his way down, and the Trojans lead 21-15. 9:40 remaining in the first half. Burns back to Pommering. Follow a 16-footer is on the rim. No good. Rebound Munson. Andrew takes it to midcourt. Across the timeline, sets it up on the left wing. Top of the circle, Emler. Screens are set. Ball goes back to Blaha. Now Candler, cross court, picked off by Burkram. Ethan taking it home, reverse lay-in won't go. Rebound by Pommering, and a jump ball call. Alternate arrow points to North Crawford. We're about halfway through the half. North Crawford has filled out to a six-point lead. They're looking at some subs now. Anthony Fredette checks in, and Cullen Jacobus. So, Coach Wettstein rotating about eight players, it looks like, so far. Jacobus across the half-court line. Slips it over to the left side. Munson on the wing. Drives back. Free throw line right. Crossover. Looking to the corner. Bulldogs cut it off. And now back to the top of the circle. North Crawford setting it up. 21-15. They lead it. Jacobus down to the baseline. Held up there by Emler. Around the wheel. Far side. Three on the way. Good. North Crawford nails another one. That's Blaha with his third. 24-15, and the Bulldogs will use another timeout. North Crawford fans appreciate the start tonight. 8:38 remaining in the first half. Area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
North Crawford with a hot start, 24-15. They lead the Bulldogs. Molden with the basketball, picked off by Munson. Throws it left side on a dribble drive. Shot on the way, good by Jacobus. Big steal by Munson, led to 2 points, and all of a sudden, North Crawford leads by 11, 26-15. Molden, back it goes to Pomering. Top of the circle, dribbles to the right side. Now over to Molden. Molden holds the ball, looks to the inside. Throws it back now to Iam. Iam skips it to Burns. Sammy Clary on the bench with two early fouls tonight for the Bulldogs. Pomering throws it low. Posting up is Molden. Back to Pomering in the deep corner. Drives baseline. Swings it left side. Here's Bertram driving. Shot no good. Foul on the floor against North Crawford. The team's third foul. So they will mark that on the far side. Foul is on Anthony Fredette. That will be his first. Bulldogs bring it in play. Pomering on the left side. Throws it down to the baseline. Bulldogs look to the inside. Off a screen. Nothing. Pomering back to Iam. Iam now right around half court. Goes left side. Dribble drive now for Bertram. Off a screen low, and another foul called. This is on Fredette, I believe. And that will be the case. His second foul. 7:45 remaining here in the first half of area boys basketball. We're getting some scores on the Philly flip phone. Here at Ithaca, they get them through, which is sometimes hard to do. Ball comes in play. Here's a shot on the way. Good for Iam on the inbound pass. Bulldogs set it up well. 26-17. North Crawford with the ball and the lead. Here's a dribble drive, shot on the way, and that is good. Boy, Emler showing good speed, up through the lane, and gives his team a 28-17 lead. Bulldogs fast break, shot up, good, and a plus one. North Crawford was hoping for a charge, but they're going to give the foul, and Iam gets the basket. So Devin Iam with 8 points already goes to the free throw line. And the foul marked on... looks like Munson. No, they changed it from 2 to 22. Landed Blaha with a foul. And the free throw for Iam in the air. It is good. Devin Iam with 10 early points, and it is 28-20. Bulldogs with a three-point play the old-fashioned way. And across the timeline now with a dribble drive is Munson. Munson goes left side. Blaha holding it. Bounces it back to Andrew on the near side. Munson jukes, now drives baseline, behind the back dribble, goes back to the corner, throws it over to the left side, taken by Blaha. He'll pull up, nothing there. Kicks to Emler, three on the way, no good. Rebound by Jacobus. North Crawford gets another chance with a good rebound. Deep three on the way, it is no good for Blaha. Rebound Nelson, outlet pass now, and the Bulldogs go with it the other way. That's Pomering, throws it inside to Iam. Little 10-footer in the lane, no good. Fought for on the rebound. And a foul is called. That'll be marked on the Bulldogs. That'll be foul number 5. Early scores. Riverdale leading Fenimore 7-5 first half. Area girls basketball. Melrose Mindoro 28-18 over Cashton. 28-20 here. North Crawford leading the Bulldogs. That last foul was on Devin Iam. Ball on the inside. Stolen away by the Bulldogs. Casey Pomering fires it up. Sammy Clary back in the ballgame, by the way. Wes Nelson back to Clary. 6:20 remaining in the first half. Nelson on the far side. Throws it back now to the near side. Pomering down to Bertram. Down now low to Wes Nelson. Posting up. Tough shot. Won't go. And North Crawford gets the rebound. Outlet pass now for Jacobus. Drives. Shot no good. Tipped up. No good by Emler. Rebound Munson. And he scores. Andrew Munson with 6, 30-20, North Crawford. Bulldogs for a 3, Nelson, no good. Rebound pulled down by Andrew Munson. He'll take it the other way. Munson for a three on the way. Good. Andrew Munson nails it. And just like that, North Crawford takes its biggest lead, 33-20, and Ithaca takes another timeout. 5:38 remaining, first half. Trojans by 13. In area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
The Bulldogs just nailed a three-pointer. Sammy Clary out of the timeout. It's their first triple. It is 33-23. The Bulldogs get a steal. It's Clary again. He'll shoot another three on the way. Good. Wow. Six quick points. 33-26. Bulldogs snap back. North Crawford on the other side. Here is Colin Jacobus. Top of the circle, Blaha. Back to Jacobus. Jukes drives baseline. Here's a 10-foot runner. Good. Colin Jacobus has eight, and that makes it 35-26. Bulldogs down court. Shot up by Nelson. It is good. This is kind of the run-and-gun game I expected here tonight. 35-28. North Crawford ball, 4:35 remaining in the first half. Trojans with Jacobus. Kicks it out. Three on the way. It is good for Zach Bender. His first basket. These teams can't miss right now. 38-28. North Crawford by 10. Ball to Bookram on the left side. Takes it across. Nelson on the right wing. Nothing. Gives it back now to Bookram. Ethan on a drive. Free throw line left. Down low to Iam. He'll go in with a tough shot. It won't go. Nelson swats it out. Clary. 16-footer. Good. Sammy Clary off the bench and making an instant impact with those two fouls. He's back in the ballgame and making it known here. The Bulldogs are back in action here. And back in the ballgame, 38-30, North Crawford leads. 3:50 remaining, first half. Left side, Emler. Emler stops, hands off now to Blaha. Blaha on drive, gives it over to Jacobus. Three on the way, good. Wow, these teams can't miss. Timeout taken by North Crawford. 41-30, North Crawford. 3:35 remaining in the first half. Area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Welcome back to Ithaca, the Bulldogs in North Crawford. They started slow tonight, especially Ithaca, but now we're seeing these teams pick up the pace. North Crawford has a total of 7 3-pointers already in the game, leading 41-30. Ball comes in to Pomering and the Bulldogs after the North Crawford timeout. Ball comes up to Nelson, lifts it off left side to Bookram. Now Nelson, free throw line right, throws it high, far side, caught by Pomering in front of the North Crawford bench. And now a backdoor pass picked off by North Crawford. Blaha with the steal. Throws it now across midcourt. North Crawford sets it up. Ball on the left side, Jacobus. Jacobus in the lane. Fires out to Bender for three. Got it. Zach Bender with his second three. And North Crawford leads by 14, 44-30. Clary in the backcourt is pressured. Brings it across the midcourt line. And a foul is going to be called on Colin Jacobus. Jacobus putting on a lot of pressure. That's the sixth foul on North Crawford this half. And for Cullen, that's his first. Cody Burns is in, and Houston Boland as well for the Bulldogs. Nelson and Burkram will get a breather. And the Bulldogs will put it in play from right in front of the scorer's table. Baskin's in play, and it's out dribbling with the basketball is Casey Pomering. Pomering throws it off toward Devin Eim, knocked away and out of bounds. Devin Eim, kind of a quiet 10 points here in the first half. North Crawford doing a good job of fitting him in. Baskin's in play, caught by Pomering. Down to the corner, Boland. Boland now swings it all the way down deep. Burns for a three from the corner. Good! Cody Burns nails a three. That's his first basket. 44-33. Ball on the right side. Now left for North Crawford. Top of the circle. Blaha forced to Luka. Sawyer gives it back to Munson. Off a screen, Bender. Bender left side, Jacobus. Jacobus on a drive, hangs, shot on the way, no good. Gets his own miss, reverse lay-in, is good. Colin Jacobus makes it 46-33. Sammy Clary with the basketball, less than 2 minutes remaining now in the first half here at Ithaca. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update comes up at halftime. Pass comes to Burns, now back on the near side, held up by Boland. Houston with the basketball. Gives to Clary. Sammy lost it. Knocked away. Picked up by Blaha with the steal. Back to Munson. They push it to the corner. Three-pointer. Trojans in and out. Rims out for Saluka. Put back is up. No good by Bender. And the rebound by Eim of the Bulldogs. 1:27 remaining. Sammy Clary accelerates. Pulls up. 15-footer in and out. And Munson is going to dribble it on the end line as he tried to save it. It'll be Ithaca basketball. So the Bulldogs will set up a four-corner out-of-bounds play. 46-33. Lots of points in this one. Keeps on. It could be somebody hitting the century mark tonight. Boland in the corner. Boland with the basketball. Ball comes back now to Clary. North Crawford really putting the pressure on, extending the zone defense. Boland, deep corner. Holds it up. Looks to the inside. Now bouncy to Burns. Back to Boland. Boland in the lane with a 10-footer. No, won't take it. Gives it back to Clary. Under a minute remaining. Pass comes left side. It's going to be Burns for three. In and out. And the rebound by North Crawford. Jacobus comes out of there with it. 46-33. They lead. 45 seconds remaining in the half. Jacobus across the half-court line. Off a screen. Left. Brings it down to the baseline. Kicks it around. Now throwing it in to Munson. Munson around the defender. Goes up. Creates a shot. Scores. Munson has 11, and it's 48-33, 15-point lead for the Trojans. Clary across half court, drives, pulls up. Bulldogs over to Eim. He'll take a three. It's good. Devin Eim with his first triple tonight, 48-36. Down to 12 seconds in the half, and North Crawford will set it up. Munson back to the right side. Jacobus just up from the baseline. Saluka. Now back to Bender for three. Good. North Crawford having a half here as they nail a three at the buzzer. And they cross the half century point. It is 51-36. North Crawford leading the Bulldogs after 18 minutes of basketball. Halftime report is coming up. This is high school boys basketball coverage from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
At this year's Making a Difference Awards, held on Sunday night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, Ben Hipsch, who's a senior at Ithaca Schools, won the Up and Coming Youth Award. One nominator wrote, "Usually when I think about this award, I think about leadership and inspiration to others. But when I thought of it this year, my mind went instantly to Ben, diagnosed with cancer now over 3 years ago. Many of us in the community followed his horrific journey as he fought this disease. Remember the green lights around the county reminding us to remember Ben's fight. A leader by his example of sheer determination and grit, he showed us all how to fight life's most difficult challenges. When he was able to be at school, he didn't focus on himself or his fight, but rather his education. He was there to receive or the battle to win that state baseball title as well. Ben continues to fight, and he has certainly taught us all a valuable lesson to press on whatever life has for us. This year, he is helping to teach elementary students music. And Ben was caught off guard a little bit by the award the other night at the Phoenix Center. He had these comments following the introduction.
Just want to thank you all for giving me this opportunity, especially the Ithaca community for letting me teach the elementary. It's been a very fun experience, and it's definitely just nice to be able to help them out. And it was definitely hard when I was missing out on a bunch of stuff for my school, but I'm just very grateful for all of you for helping me. All the fundraisers you did, for everything. Thank you.
Ben Hipsch at the Making a Difference Awards on Sunday night. He was named the up-and-coming Youth Award winner from this year's Making a Difference. And Ben tells me he'll be going out for baseball in the spring as well for the Ithaca Bulldogs. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top-quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right, get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Our score is 51-36. North Crawford has had quite the half of basketball. They have made 9 3-point baskets here in this first half. Zach Bender has three of them. Landon Blaha has three of them as well. And the Bulldogs didn't play that badly. I mean, they scored 36 points. But when North Crawford's hitting that kind of percentage from beyond the arc and just doing a lot of things right, hard to keep up. The Bulldogs were down at one point by 11, and Sammy Clary had been on the bench with a total of two early fouls. He came in and scored 8 quick points But all of a sudden, and that got the Bulldogs within six at that point. But then all of a sudden you look up at halftime and it's 15 points again, separating the teams, 51-36. Leading scorers, 13 for Colin Jacobus, Landon Blaha and Andrew Munson each have 11. Zach Bender with 9, 4 for Carter Emler, and 3 for Sawyer Stoluka. Leading the way for the Bulldogs, 13 for Devin Iam, Sammy Clary with 10, 6 for Wesley Nelson, 3 for Cody Burns, Ethan Burkram and Casey Pomering each have 2. The Bulldogs have made 4 three-point baskets. Ithaca is 4 for 4 from the line. North Crawford is 2 for 2, so not a lot of free shots, foul opportunities here in this first half. The Philly flip phone giving you an update on scores. Fenimore 23-18 over Riverdale in girls basketball. River Valley leading Boscobel 11-5. That's in the first half. Westby up on Richland Center 10-8 early on in the first half. Mineral Point 42-16 leading Dodgeville. That ball, that game is at the half. And Brookwood leading Wanewoc Center 48-31 in boys basketball. That is in the second half. We'll have more from Ithaca coming up. North Crawford in the advantage, 51-36. 18 minutes of basketball still to go here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
You may take it for granted, but when it goes, you can certainly feel the impact. Keep your water running hot with Reliance. At All American Do It Center, Reliance water heaters come in sizes from 30 to 50 gallons, and we have models for electric, natural gas, or LP. Plus, limited warranties are available on parts and labor. Visit the Reliance water heater display at All American Do It Center, because when it goes, you won't have time to wait. Shop close to home with folks you know at All American Do It Centers in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
WRCO. North Crawford leading 51-36 as we go to the second stanza. Bulldogs back with Sammy Clary and Casey Pomering, Cody Burns, Devin Iam, and Wesley Nelson. For North Crawford, back with their starters, Carter Emler, Cullen Jacobus, Andrew Munson, Zach Bender, and Landon Blaha. Action is underway. Nelson with a basketball for the Bulldogs. Brings it. Now they'll get it over to the left side. Here's Pomering driving down deep. 10-footer on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Munson and the Trojans. Outlet pass now for Blaha down to the baseline. Making a move now is Jacobus. Jacobus holds it up. Ball around the horn. 3 on the way, North Crawford. They strike again. Jacobus with his second triple. 54-36 in favor of the Trojans. Ball in the backcourt. Burns up to the left side. Sammy Clary against the double team, drives to the corner. 3 on the way, short. Rebound by North Crawford. Here they go. Jacobus going the other way. Burns commits the foul. So the foul is whistled, and shooting for North Crawford will be number 1, Colin Jacobus. First foul of the second half. North Crawford leading now 54-36. Ball goes to Jacobus trying to get the three-point play. It's on the way, on the rim, and that is good. Jacobus, 3-for-3 tonight from the line. In fact, neither team has missed a free throw, although they haven't had a great deal of opportunities. Second free throw for Jacobus is good. That will make it 55-36. Ball comes in play. Pass comes now to Sammy Clary. Clary on the left side brings it up to Burns, and the Bulldogs break the pressure. Burns out to Pomering. Right side, Nelson. West holds it up, bounce feed down low. There's Iam on the way and good. High off the glass and down for Devin Iam. 56-38, the ball game score. North Crawford for a three on the rim. No good for Emler. Rebound by Pomering, and Clary whips it the other way. Caught by Burns. Burns on a drive, throws to the corner. Iam off a screen from Burns. Skips it over to the near side. And now Pomering to Burns. Deep corner. Cody brings it back out on the dribble drive and will hand off, giving it off now to Pomering. Inside to Iam. He is going against a couple of tall players. On the way, no good. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound by Landon Blaha. The outlet pass now.